Will you ease up? Will you do the equivalent of taking a knee in the third period? Are these players willing to do that if you get up big in this game?
Well, you know what? The Cherry and Kiprios, I don't know where Kiprios' role is here. They've got about five coaches. He's down the depth chart from what I don't even know if Kiprios makes it to the bench. They got Kilray, they got Cherry, they got Hamilton. I mean, seriously, I don't know if he gets to the bench. He's been working it. But you know what? I like our group. I've just been sitting here going through all their histories, you know, and just reading their bios and coaches' comments about them and the central scouting reports on them. And interesting to read through the group. I mean, there's some good kids. You know, I mean, I'm obviously excited to see the Seth Jones kid play. Zadarov, I guess is how you pronounce it, with London Knights, is a 6'5" Russian that's been 228-pounder. I mean, there's some good-looking kids. And then, you know, as you mentioned, Max Domi, Kirby Reichel. This Nicholas Putan from Portland is supposed to be a heck of a player. Small guy, 5'8", 5'9". But talking to Travis Green yesterday, he said, watch this guy. And obviously, Bo Horvat from London Knights. I mean, it's you know, Justin Bailey, as you mentioned, some really good-looking kids, Sean Monahan. So I'm excited to see them. I haven't, you know, I've watched them go through their fitness tests and on-ice testing yesterday, but you don't really get much of a feel, so I'm anxious to see them in the game.
It's 7 o'clock tonight on Sportsnet, and the best news for you, Doug, is Kirby Reichel plays nothing like his father, Warren, and obviously Max plays nothing like his father, Ty. So you can, that's why I think you have a great shot to blow them out tonight.
Yeah, they're both good players. But, I mean, you know, Ty and Warren will take a lot of credit for the way they play. There's no doubt about that.
How do you explain from your background as a GM, Doug, why there are so many sons of ex-pro athletes in this game? Both teams, not just ex-hockey players, but ex-basketball players and ex-football players that are at this level.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. You know, you've got uncles of CFL players, or, you know, nephews of CFL players. You've got a lot, even the Europeans, looking through their history. Dads playing, coaching pro hockey in Europe, dads who have played pro hockey in Europe, and NHLers. I mean, yeah, it is a little bizarre, but I don't think we should be surprised by that. I mean, the love of the game comes from the father, and I think it's pretty normal, but it seems like an odd year that there's so many.
It's 7 o'clock tonight, top prospects game. All right, let's switch to the news yesterday. NHL, NHLPA come to an agreement that will let players let teams amnesty contracts. And naturally, the first two names that come to the forefront are Scott Gomez, who the Habs told earlier, we'll keep paying you, but we don't want you around. And the plan is obviously to buy them out next year. And Wade Redden, who it sounds like a few teams have already expressed interest in. Do you think both these players will not only get looks, but will get a deal? If it's league minimum, if it's $1 million a year, can they both still play in your estimation?
Yeah, I think they'll both get jobs. I really do. I think there's a real shortage for defensemen, depth defensemen, and Wade can fit in. Somebody will give him a chance at the league minimum or, you know, whatever, a little more. And I think there's a need. Like, Curtis Foster gets signed. You know, Chris Campoli's still out there. But I think people will jump on some of these guys because they're concerned about the 48-game schedule. They're concerned about injuries, concerned about groin injuries. You know, I think people are will jump on these guys. Scott Gomez, you put him with some decent players, he can still play. He can still make plays. I mean, is he Scott Gomez that was signed, you know, to the crazy contract? No, totally not. But he still can be a useful guy. And you know what? Talking to people, he's a heck of a team guy. People like this guy in the Montreal Canadiens, and a lot of them are going to be disappointed. You know, he's gone through some tough times, but he's still a very popular guy. So I think they'll get signed. I really do. And let's be honest here. This was ludicrous what was going on with these two guys.
Yeah.
Tell these guys to go home and sit, and we're not going to play. I didn't like it. I thought it was wrong, and I understand. I understand what it's all about. I just thought it was wrong, and I think it's a smart move by both groups. And let's not kid ourselves. This was predicated by some pretty heavy duty legal action that may have happened.
Doug, when do you expect P.K. Subban to sign a deal? And ballpark, what do you think he's going to make from the Montreal Canadiens once the deal's done?
Well, it's really interesting. It's not going very well. And I've talked to some people in the last few days. As a matter of fact, last weekend I talked to people. And it hasn't been going very well at all. Totally apart on dollars. I mean, you see Del Zotto sign in the 2.5 range. And P.K. is looking for in excess of 5. On a long-term deal, I hear Montreal are under 3 or around three on a short-term deal. So I don't know how this gets worked out. I really don't. I think the asking price is too high. You know, I thought it PK would do well. I had him 3.5 to 4.5 if they could buy years of unrestricted, you know, and he's 5 years to the unrestricted, so obviously they can put him on an 8-year deal, but you've got to get some years of unrestricted free agency if you're going to pay a premium for him. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes, but it's not very good right now.
Doug McLean, our guest, of course, top prospects game at 8, pregame show tonight at 7. And I really flinched, Doug. I think it was Friday when I heard the comparable that Subban, and maybe it's just out there, but the comparable Subban and his agent are looking for is what Drew Doughty got. And I then developed a nervous tick I didn't have before. I'm going, I like PK Subban. Everybody does. He's not Drew Doughty. That doesn't work for me.
No, he's not. And look, I like PK too, and Donnie Meehan is as good an agent as there is out there. No doubt about it. But he's not in that category. He's got points that are equivalent to a Weber, but he's not a Weber.
No.
So, I mean, that's the challenge, you know, and he is an important player. He's a good player, but it's a little out of whack right now, and it's a real test for Mark Bergevin as a new GM, and it's a challenge when you're faced with this challenge, because this is a guy that logs 28 minutes a game on a lot of nights, and Montreal cannot afford not to have him. So you hope that they can bridge the gap here and get this done. You know, unless the ownership step in here, you know, I don't see this deal getting done in the near future unless somebody steps in and says, get it done.
Doug McLean, our guest, of course, for Cicely and Honda. It's on tonight. Are you getting the fever back? I look back, by the way.
No,
I don't know how you
did.
How did you not win the Jack Adams in 95-96? I know Scotty Bowman put up 131 points, but, I mean, a hamster could have coached the Red Wings that year to 100 points. I don't know how he won that year.
Well, because it's done before the playoffs, the voting.
I know, but you still put up 92 points?
Yeah, but, I mean, I had Brian Scudlin, Dave Lowry. I mean,
oh, sorry.
We had a good team. Mike Huff there at Rim. I mean, I had some good guys.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll tell you what I'm thinking about sitting here this morning.
Uh-huh.
I've skated once in 5 years.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I'm thinking about right now. And that was Hockey Day in Canada last year in PEI. So I got a new pair of skates up at Source for Sports the other day. And that's what I'm thinking about, getting around the ice.
That's right.
This morning.
Well, I
don't fall.
There's
please.
A lot of eyes. I'm hearing there are a lot of eyes from the KHL, the Swiss League, Jure Gardens. I mean, I know you'd miss Millard, but
no,
it's a lot of eyes on how you're going to handle all these young egos tonight.
My goal is the Milan job. Milan, Italy job that is going to play the new franchise in the KHL next year. That's my dream job now.